Yesterday, I went for the Govardhan Parikrama. I started very early in the morning, went through the darkness and the chilly morning, and came at around 7 o'clock to the Govindakund. There's one temple I like very much, the temple of Gopal. It stands right on the banks of this little lake, and I was about to pay my obeisances when I saw five powerful monkeys just sitting on the threshold between Gopal and the place where the pilgrims have their darshan. And as I went down for my obeisances, I thought, oh no, I have this very, very good coconut water in my red bag. When I'm down, they will jump on me at my back and plunder me. Afterwards, I went up and continued my journey, when all of a sudden a Western devotee shouted, "Here, Sachinandan Swami," took out a video recording machine and stuck it in my face and said, "You have to tell us in one sentence, who is the sacred mountain Govardhan for you?" I continued on and found myself all of a sudden right in a group of 30 or 40 people of Western origins who were talking about so many things, and all these things started to influence me. I thought, here I am, being afraid of the monkeys. I cannot hide from the world. Everyone recognizes me, and now I'm with people who just gossip. I was a little disturbed, and all of a sudden everything changed. There was a devotee sitting before the Govardhan mountain, and he said with a great emotion in his heart, he called out, "Dina Dayal," means Krishna, O friend of the fallen. When I looked at him, his eyes were full of light. He smiled from here to Germany and back. It was such a wide smile. And although he must have also have his encounter with external disturbances, I could see he was situated in consciousness, in Krishna consciousness, and everything was okay for him. He saw the Lord within everything. From that moment, my whole experience changed. I did no longer notice the monkeys as being enemies, although I sometimes passed through people who recognized me and made a big, let us say, commotion about it. Here, Sachinanda Swami, and bringing me, let me say, getting on my nerves. I was no longer influenced by this, because the moment our heart is filled with devotion, everything else does not matter any longer. There's a verse which I would like to read to you, which points out that by this devotion or bhakti, everything can be purified and transformed. Here it is. "If one's hairs do not stand on end, how can the heart melt? And if the heart does not melt, how can tears of love flow from the eyes? If one does not cry in spiritual happiness, how can one render loving service to the Lord? And without such service, how can the consciousness be purified?" In this text from the 11th canto, Krishna points out, you need to have in Krishna consciousness a bhava of bhakti, a bhakti bhava. do anything to get this bhava, this mood. And the safest place where you can find this mood is always in the association of good devotees who are full of this bhava, this loving devotional emotion. That will put everything into the fire of bhakti and change everything so that the monkeys don't disturb you, other people don't disturb you. You see everything when you see through the eyes of devotion as connected with Krishna.